Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Monday, July 30th, 2018. I'm Zach Hall. My thanks to Bradley Chambers for filling in for me last week during vacation. Starting us off this week is a new alleged CAD illustration that claims to show the new 2018 iPad Pro design. Following a report from Mac Odakara last week that claims the new iPad Pros will only support Face ID and portrait orientation and have a relocated smart connector as a result, notable leaker OnLeaks has shared images of a CAD image that shows a redesigned oval-shaped smart connector area that appears somewhat inset on the rear side of the iPad just above the Lightning port. The current smart connector consists of three metal contact points on the back left side of the iPad when viewed in portrait orientation. This, of course, raises lots of questions like how a smart keyboard could work and if existing smart connector accessories, all few of them, like Logitech's charging base, could be compatible. At this point, the possibility of the smart connector changing at all is only rumored, so we'll see soon enough as new iPads are expected later this fall. And Dropbox has upgraded two of its storage plans to be more competitive without raising prices. Dropbox Professional now includes 2 terabytes of storage for $16.58 per month, matching Apple's top iCloud tier in storage, but at a premium price over Apple's $10 a month price. And for Teams, Dropbox is boosting its business standard plan from 2 terabytes to 3 terabytes for the same $12.50 per user per month rate. New customers will see the new storage plan starting today, while existing customers will need to wait a few weeks before upgrading, Dropbox says. And today we saw the 5th developer beta versions of iOS 12, watchOS 5, tvOS 12, and macOS Mojave. Changes on iOS are minimal, including new FaceTime tones when connecting and disconnecting, and splash screens for photos and lyric search in Apple Music. On macOS Mojave, however, Apple has included loads of new wallpapers, including desert shots, flowers, and a lot of abstract color art. These include marketing wallpapers from the new MacBook Pro and recent iMac ad campaigns, so check those out on 9to5 Mac. And since it's Monday, let's check in with Bradley Chambers and his Making the Grade column.
Thanks, Zach. So this week on my Making the Grade article, I was looking at some of my favorite iPad accessories for the classroom. I have a list of some of my favorite cases and cables and charging solutions. These are all kind of low budget. So if your child's returning back to school and you're wanting some way to buy something for their teacher for their classroom, you may want to send them this list and see if there's anything they want on there. Big thing on the cables to keep in mind, it's always by MFI certified. So if you see a Groupon or some sort of this of a daily deal website where you can get 10 Lightning cables for $2, they may not be MFI certified. My favorite ones are the Amazon Basics ones. There you can get 6-foot cables for relatively inexpensively, and they even have some braided ones if you want higher end. So yeah, check out the article. Let me know what you think. I've got a good list of some Anker charging blocks in there, too. These are great if you need something less expensive than the nice Bretford cards. These are some nice mid-range options as well.
Read those stories and more on 9to5mac.com and subscribe to 9to5Mac Daily in Apple Podcast or Overcast to receive new updates Monday through Friday.